next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities, more now than ever. Working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals, that's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, home of Me Banking. Member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Back here at the hangar for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Give Matt Martin a call, 870-425-4717. He's on the road back from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Went to go watch his kid Emma play. One of our alumni, many alumni that we were just talking about. Plenty of alumni in the building. Please be joined at halftime by head coach Josh Fulcher. Coach, that's a tough one, but not much time to think about it.
Well, you know, you're only as good as your last game. You know, as good as you feel after a game like last night. You feel equally as bad. And actually, I think Coach Gio, I heard him tweet out like a week ago, said, why does one win feel like one win, but one loss feel like five losses?
Yeah.
And that's just the name of the game, the nature of the beast. But, you know, we don't have time to dwell on it. We got a big game tomorrow. We got
3 o'clock.
Yes, a very, very talented Paragould team. You know, we played them first game of the year. Lost to them in overtime, and they hit some crazy shots.
They hit a buzzer beater from a kid that it was about their seventh game. It was our second. Mm-hmm. He had shot 1 3 before that. Now he's suddenly a 3-point shooter.
And you know.
So he hit a three at half court and he banked it in.
That happens all the dang time. I mean, our fans probably think I'm crazy. We're sagging in on a guy and then he hits 2 threes and looks like a gangbuster because he ain't hit any. It kind of reminds me of last year, a kid from Alma hitting all them threes. But,
golly.
You know,
what's
key to a three-game, first of all, you know, team with the most guts is going to have a shot. You know, and we've got Paragould tomorrow. We really talked in the locker room. You can't let Green County Tech make you lose two here.
Yep.
We do have an opportunity to redeem ourselves against Paragould, really talented team. Watson is, one of the best guys, coaches in the business. I'm excited. He's got a great team, and they've won a lot of ball games this year. So I'm happy for them. But, you know, tomorrow we got revenge on our mind. But, mm-hmm. You know, and the thing is we are getting better.
Yes.
We've probably came the furthest offensively. I mean, defensively, excuse me. We've got to keep growing offensively.
Huh?
And the biggest thing is we got to quit playing against ourselves. We have little stretches where we kind of join the other team for two or three plays. And then when you're in a two-possession ball game, those things come to, they stick out. But regardless of all the things that happened, we had a shot. We had a look there at the end.
Yeah.
Just kind of fumbled the ball a little bit in our execution. Reed makes a great steal. He makes a great decision, kicks it out. we have our little handoff exchange play and just kind of lose the ball.
Didn't bounce our way.
It gets in a scramble, and next thing you know, Kai's just got to throw up a shot just to give us something. And it was online. So the guys, you know, they work so hard. I want it for them so bad. And you know, I really believe we're going to get there, and it starts with our three good. You know, we have excellent leadership in the locker room, and they're having to learn a lot because they've never had to be in that role. You know, when you got Luke Proctor, Reed Ellison, and Dodge Harris, you know, leading these guys, and there's a lot on their shoulders because we have so many underclassmen that there's a lot that falls on them, but. You know, they're bought in, they're a team, and we are going to get better, and we are going to be tough to deal with. And our plans is to get to the state tournament. By gosh, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the state tournament. Now, to get there, you have conference play that starts after tomorrow, about 5 o'clock. It's suddenly conference season.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
you're
yeah.
So the consensus is it's, you know, probably Russellville, Valonia at the top, and then maybe a Siloam. So
correct.
Still have to see a few things about Siloam, but the three teams that you're going to see in this tournament are all very similar to teams that you're going to see
right.
throughout conference play for the next 2 months.
Right. Well, and they've played those teams.
Yes.
You know, Russellville is probably the favorite, and, you know, they
– Bologna's right there too, I think.
Yes, and I think, you know, they beat Tech like 6 or 7 earlier mm-hmm. in the year. You know, and that's what I told the guys, like, we should have beat Greene County Tech. But the biggest thing is it shows you – that we are getting better and mm-hmm. we're getting there. Much less, I mean, hey, we've been talking about we got to get better to make the state tournament. Guys, you're capable of beating anybody in our conference.
Yep.
So let's keep getting better. I told when I talked to you on the radio, I wanted 3 days of us getting better. We've got better in 2.
Huh?
We need to get better in day 3. Okay, and I think we were better from game 1 to game 2, and we need to be better in game 3, and we need to give Paragould all that they can handle. And knowing our guys, knowing the leadership, you know, I said, what do we do? And one of our seniors, Luke, said, we come in tomorrow, we put this behind us, and let's get ready to beat Paragould. And that's exactly what you want from your senior leaders. And the thing is, it's not just false words. That's who we are, and that's what mm-hmm. we buy into. And we are a work in progress. Everybody knows that. But I will take this group 10 out of 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got guts. They compete. They work hard.
You put them through
great,
the meat shredder here in non-conference play.
They're great kids. And I told them, I said, hey, we got a great community that supports you guys. They're going to keep supporting you guys. Let's give them something else to cheer about. Let's, you know, we had a great student section. I love our student section.
Had a
boom squad.
Had a few boom squatters from out of town all the way.
Yeah,
from,
hey,
had some Junction City
hey,
kids in there.
Their energy was so contagious. You had other kids joining them. But yeah, I'm going to go give those guys some love. They're all dressed out in their Hawaiian theme. But you know, it takes a village, and we need all the support we can get. But we've got a team worth supporting. So, Deacon, I appreciate all you do. I love this community, and let's go Bombers.
Let's go Bombers, Nate. That's a good way to put it. Since Central Heating and Cooling halftime show, where comfort exceeds expectations, give Matt Martin a call. Give the folks over there a call, 870-425-4717. Got a couple more minutes here in halftime. Going to check a few stats for you real quick. Cameron Mullen has 6 points, Amelia Rucker with 2, and Lauren Waymire with 2 points. That's all the scoring for Mountain Home. Brooklyn Owens with 3, Kate Miller with 4, Ava Maynard with 9, Abby Harris with 2, and Perla Morales, 3 of 4 from the field, or from the three-point line. She has 11 points. And then Kennedy Blockberger has a 3, and that's all for Rogers. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the second half of action. This was the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, where comfort exceeds expectations. Give them a call, 870-425-4717. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from